I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, October 8th. Two people are dead and a police officer is wounded after a shooting and a standoff in Brockton last night. The Brockton officer was shot four times after responding to a home on Tabor Avenue. Just before 6 p.m., the suspect was barricaded inside the home for hours before he shot himself, according to investigators. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Officers were initially called to the home for a report of gunshots fired. While police were investigating, another man was found dead from gunshot wounds inside of a silver SUV near the home. The officer was conscious and alert when he was taken to a Boston hospital and is expected to survive. After shooting the officer, the suspect went into the home where he remained for several hours. A SWAT team set up a perimeter. At about 9:30 last night, the man went outside the home and shot himself. The name of the victim and the man found dead in the SUV have not been released. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan said that he and Police Chief Manny Gomes visited the injured officer in the hospital. A Braintree student is facing potentially significant punishment for allegedly assaulting a teacher. The school district says the incident was inspired by a slap a teacher challenge on the popular social media app TikTok. Happened Wednesday at East Middle School in Braintree. Police said they are aware of the incidents. In a letter to parents, Braintree school officials says recent TikTok challenges have led students to participate in vandalism and other destructive acts in school and around the country. Potential legal charges range from assault to indecent assault and battery. Parents are asked to talk to their children about potential consequences. Five staff members at Kingston Elementary School were taken to the hospital yesterday after they said they began feeling dizzy. The school on Main Street was temporarily evacuated, and several ambulances were called in shortly after 11:30 in the morning. Several students and staff who were in the second grade wing of the school told officials they weren't feeling well. The Kingston Fire Department said about 10 students and staff were checked out, but no kids were taken to the hospital. The five adults were taken to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, Plymouth. After about 2 hours, Principal Kerry Whipple said the fire department evaluated the building and deemed it was safe for students and staff to return. No word yet on what caused the issue. The food supply chain disruptions are having an impact on what Quincy Public School students are being served for breakfast and lunch. Director of School Nutrition Sarah DeFore says the nationwide shortages and delays are leading to substitutions of menu items in the Quincy schools. DeFore says they are doing their best to provide updates about menu changes as soon as possible and says the changes will be listed on schoolnutritionandfitness.com. DeFore says their number one priority continues to be providing healthy, nutritious, and appetizing meals for students. She also says breakfasts and lunch will continue to be free throughout the school year. A new exhibit is open at the old Quincy City Hall, reflecting on the seven generals who are honored at the new General's Bridge and Park. The Quincy Historical Society has curated the new exhibit called Quincy and the Common Defense. The exhibit includes letters, memorabilia, and the stories of the generals and the men and women from Quincy who served from the Revolutionary War to the Vietnam War and those on the home front. The artifacts on display come from the Quincy Historical Society and the United States Naval and Shipbuilding Museum on board the USS Salem. The exhibit is open to the public weekdays from 8:30 to 4:30. The Quincy Art Association is opening its first art gallery later this month. The Q Arts Gallery will be located in the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. The city recently purchased that building for $15 million and opened a welcome center. Eventually, Mayor Thomas Koch wants to create a new home for Quincy College in that building. The new art gallery will feature works from Quincy Art Association members as well as some student art and museum-quality glassware, jewelry, and pottery. All the art will be for sale. It's the first time the Art Association has had a dedicated gallery in its 42-year history. A private reception will be held on October 15th, and the gallery will then open to the public on October 16th at noontime. Dolly DePisa, managing partner of DePisa and Company, CPAs in Quincy, has been appointed to the Quincy College Board of Governors. DePisa, a Quincy resident, has a lengthy record of community service on behalf of organizations throughout the region. She co-founded the Women's Business Connection of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce and is a past president of the New England Women Business Owners and the Alliance of Women's Business and Professional Organization. She's also past president of both the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and the Rotary Club of Quincy. Currently, DePisa serves as a director of First Financial Trust and also chairs a fundraising committee for Friends of Thai Daughters, an organization that provides education, safe shelter, and emotional support for girls in northern Thailand who are at risk for human trafficking. DePisa received her bachelor's degree in special education and elementary education from Boston College and her master's degree in accounting from Bentley University. Well, today is the last day of the archaeological dig on the grounds of the Dorothy Quincy Homestead in Quincy. The Colonial Dames of Massachusetts, which operate the site, say several artifacts have been uncovered in the search for any remnants of the first house that was built there in 1635, the Edmund Quincy House. A complete inventory of the items that were found, along with a detailed report, will be made public later this year. Today is the last day to enter the contest to determine the theme of this year's Quincy Christmas Parade. The 68th annual parade will be held on Sunday, November 28th, after being canceled last year due to the pandemic. Mayor Thomas Koch says he's still not sure if the traditional Santa parachute jump into Pageant Field will be held on the Saturday before the parade. Theme entry should be dropped off at 1 Marymount Parkway by 5 p.m. today. The group 4C Trees will be leading an effort to plant 200 trees at two Quincy parks this weekend in memory of the victims of the pandemic from Quincy. Trees will be planted Saturday at Passaganesset Park in Broad Meadows, and Sunday at Monroe Park on Pond Street, both from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The city is providing the trees, but the public is invited to come and help with the plantings. The Friends of Wollaston Beach will be participating in the annual Coast Sweep Beach Cleanup on Saturday. Volunteers are welcome to join them Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on Wollaston Beach between Rice Road and Fenno Street for the cleanup. Quincy Fire Department will host an open house Saturday at Fire Headquarters on Quincy Avenue as part of Fire Prevention Week. Chief Joe Jackson says the public's welcome to stop by from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. to learn more about fire safety. Governor Baker announcing he has appointed a new 7-member board of directors for the MBTA that are taking over leadership of the system from a temporary body created to help stabilize the transit agency. The board replaces the former Fiscal and Management Control Board that was set up by the Baker administration following the winter of 2015 when the T struggled to provide service during a series of heavy snowstorms. T is now facing a very different challenge as it works to lure riders back onto public transportation. After people fled the system during the height of the pandemic, many have yet to return. Baker said the new board will bring years of experience to the public transit system. By statute, the board of directors must consist of 7 members, including the state transportation secretary, and 1 member appointed by the MBTA advisory board, who has municipal government experience in the T's service area. That appointee is Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Well, the 8th human case of West Nile virus has been confirmed in Massachusetts this year, according to the State Department of Public Health. The individual is a male in his 50s who was exposed to West Nile in Middlesex County. 27 communities in Essex, Middlesex, Norfolk, and Suffolk counties are at high risk. 71 communities, including Quincy, are at moderate risk. In 2020, there were 11 human cases of West Nile. West Nile is usually transmitted to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. Symptoms tend to include fever and flu-like illness. In rare cases, more severe illness can occur. Well, Rick Hoyt, one of the iconic people that's been part of the Boston Marathon for decades, will no longer participate in the race due to health issues. The 59-year-old Hoyt, a quadriplegic with cerebral palsy, participated in the marathon with his father, Dick Hoyt, for decades. Dick Hoyt's death back in March at the age of 80 closed a significant chapter in the race's history, which hosts its 125th running on Monday. Dick pushed Rick, who was born with spastic quadriplegia and cerebral palsy, to 32 Boston finishes, the final one in 2014. A check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow rose 337 points, the NASDAQ was up 152, and the S&P added 36. Asian stocks were mixed. The dollar rose, the euro was higher, and oil at $79 a barrel. In sports, Tampa Bay Rays shut out the Boston Red Sox in Game 1 of the American League Division Series in Florida last night, 5-0. Game 2 is tonight at 7 p.m. And the Patriots take on the Texans in Houston Sunday at 1. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy and a high 71. Tonight, clouds, a low of 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high only 62. Maybe some showers Sunday afternoon with a high of 66. And some scattered showers on a Columbus Day Monday with a high 71. But the boater waves about a foot. Winds out of the north-northeast, 10 to 15 knots. A high tide right after 1 p.m. Sun rise at 6:49, set at 6:12. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, October 8th.